And we are back live. It's the Guelph Dads Podcast. I'm Jason Hunt. I'm here with Matthew Webster, and we're here for our December edition of the podcast. Matthew, what is going on?
Not too much. I'm feeling jolly today. I'm actually at a Christmas party, so I stepped away for this very, very important podcast.
Okay. Yeah, it is that time of year. I actually just had my Christmas party couple weeks ago, Buon Gusto, which is a great spot downtown Guelph, turned into a bit of a night. Went to Bad Luck Bar after, which that was the first time I was ever at Bad Luck. Have you been there yet?
You know, I haven't been there, but I know that the interior designer that designed it.
Oh yeah,
did the interior? Yeah. So, shout out to Modello Interiors.
They have a little corner room there at the Bad Luck, which we walked in there. It was myself and my team, and we're all over the age of 30 pretty much, so it's just like we walk in there and it's all like young 20-year-olds, and they're just like, okay, they kind of escorted us to that room. Let's just hide you guys in the corner.
You guys go in this corner over
yeah,
here.
Stay away from the rest of the patrons. And I go up there and I have no idea what to order. I haven't been to a bar like that since like uni, it feels like. So I just ordered a tub of whiskey sours. Let's go.
Yeah.
What else do you do?
I think we have a stop there.
We do. We're going to get into that.
Just a little teaser for that.
You know what? I think that's a good segue. Let's get into it now. If you don't know, now you know. 12 Bars of Christmas, a Guelph Dad tradition, is happening Friday. That's tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. December 16th. Be there. And the thing is, you don't have to commit to all 12. You know, I'm 42 years old. I'm scared. I am nervous for tomorrow night, what my body's going to have to go through. Because I'm organizing it, I've literally been on the horn with pretty much all 12 of these bars, so I have to show face. And yeah. I'm not looking forward to it because I know my body is not the same as it was 10 years ago. But so
that's the point of the schedule, though, right? Like, so that people know where we're going to be at a specific time so that they can jump in and out.
Exactly. So I'm going to run through that lineup real quick. Leadoff hitter this year for the Guelph Dads 12 Bars is Trappers. We actually had to change up the schedule a bit because typically it usually starts at McCabe's or Bobby's, but Guelph Storm Games tomorrow night too, so we had to make some shifts. So we got Trappers is a leadoff hitter, Bad Luck Bar 7:30, then going to the Attic. So this is great. Attic is right above Bad Luck Bar.
Yeah.
Brian, who's the owner of the establishment, has both those bars, as well as Lorena. We're not going to hit Lorena. Don't think it's a good fit for Guelph Dads, but we're going to be hitting those two, which are in the same establishment. That's great. Then McCabe's is a cleanup hitter on fourth. And then we got Bobby O'Brien's Western Brothers. Brothers actually has live music happening tomorrow night. An 80s, 90s cover band is going to be playing.
Oh, that's great.
At the perfect time. Yeah. Pablo's. We're hitting Pablo's a little later on the skid this time around. Typically, we're usually hitting up Pablo's a little earlier in the evening, which makes shuffleboard could be an interesting endeavor.
Yes.
So, and then we got Envy Kitchen at 11, Atmosphere Cafe. That's personally one of my faves. I love Atmosphere Cafe. It's chill. We got a deal on bourbons. Majority of these bars have provided us with deals tomorrow night, which is awesome. Exclusive for Guelph Dads. We got Jimmy Jazz at midnight and then Frankenstein's to close it out at 12:30.
Many people do you estimate will be there? Well, we don't know how many people are showing up. Not like there's an RSVP list, but let's go with percentages. What percentage of people that started the night will still be there at the end of the night?
Yeah, that's the big thing. Typically, it's usually around 5 to 10% are the troopers that will make it the whole way. But this year, I'm a little not nervous, but I think I'm curious as to how many dads are going to show up, because traditionally we usually had about 20 show up in and out of bars. Some stay for a few bars, dip in, dip out. But because the last time we ran this, I was looking at the email sending the bars a couple years ago, and we had like 180 members in the group. And now I'm hitting up bars being like, we have 1800 dads in the group now. So it really is, I have no idea how many
dads times the number of members. So
we might have to do it where it's kind of staggered, where we maybe have a group of dads starting at each of these bars and just going along. Who knows? We'll find out tomorrow night. But RSVP, if you are coming, it would be super helpful.
I'm just going to share a personal story. When I first joined Guelph Dads, I've been a longtime member, and the 12 bars that happened before COVID, you know, I was thinking maybe I'll go, maybe I won't go. And then I missed it. And, you know, I regretted it. And it took me 3 years now until we can go again because of COVID. So you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. It could be another 3 years till we have the opportunity to get together again. So if you're coming out, RSVP and make sure you don't, if you're able to do it, you know, try to pop in and say hi. It's a good social event.
100%. And just to let those people know who are watching now, we do have Cam Guthrie, Mayor Cam Guthrie, backstage, waiting patiently to get out here and talk to the fellows here. But I'm excited for that. That's coming up. A couple more things before we get to that. Matt, you want to talk about the Dads Helping Dads initiative?
Sure. Yeah. So we had a really great response. So thank you to anybody who has donated some of their hard earned after tax dollars. To the group. We started this last year where we collected some cash and then we sent some care packages to dads who were, you know, having a little bit of a tough time through the holidays, just try to help them through it. And you know, we got a great response this year. Some people were very generous, so thank you to everybody who donated. And we actually have a little bit more to give. So if you know somebody who could use the help, or if you're somebody who could use the help, it's totally, you know, nobody but the two people that have access to our admin email know who you are. And we are, you know, there's no chatter or publicity about who it is. We just want to help out. We've got some funds to do that. This year we're doing it in the way of gift cards. So we do like a Walmart gift card or something like that. So you can spend some money on either gifts or food for your family for the holidays and try to just make it a little bit better. We've got, you know, that's sort of the mantra of the group is dads helping dads. And if you need somebody to help you out with something, that there's a dad out there that's willing to help. And there's some referrals and business that goes back and forth, but really it's just in the nature of helping each other out. So we're happy to do that. If for whatever reason, you know, and maybe this is a sign that the dads are doing okay this Christmas, if we don't have anyone else requesting it, any extra cash we have, we've talked about it through the admins. We're going to donate to the Guelph Food Bank so that it can get into somebody's, onto somebody's table this Christmas as well.
Awesome. Yes. And also, for those people out there that own a business in Guelph, we've been doing the Market Yourself Mondays. In the new year, we are going to scale that back from weekly to monthly just to have more of a bigger bang when we do put that post out there. So look out for that Market Yourself Monthly post that we'll be publishing. Also, if you're a business, make sure you register that business at GuelphDads.com. Go over to the website, just register your business, and we'll put you in the Guelph Dads directory. And if you're looking for a business or looking for some sort of a service, check out GuelphDads.com. We have a list of those services of Guelph Dads that are in there for you.
One other thing about that, we'd love to hear feedback. So we get these dads' businesses to register on the dad directory, and presumably, you know, they're getting some business from it. Or if you've hired somebody through that dad directory and you had a good experience or not so good of an experience, we'd love to hear it from the admin side, because we just want to make sure that we're providing value to the group and to people out there. And we'd just like to know. So that would be admin@GuelphDads.com for anything that you want to share with the admins.
Awesome. Are we ready?
I think.
Are we ready? Ready to bring Cam up? All right.
Just to cue this up a little bit. Yeah. Mayor Cam Guthrie, you know, we'll thank him when he gets on again, but he's a guy whose time is in serious demand. So we're very fortunate to have him. We didn't really give him an end time, so we could keep him all night here. But anyway, we're taking his time this evening. We're going to ask him, Cam Guthrie is a member of our group because he's a Guelph dad, and we're going to ask him some dad-related questions. We're going to get to know a little bit more about him. And I think we've got a few good questions queued up here for him.
All right. Without further ado, Mayor Cam Guthrie. There he is.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Good. Good. Awesome. Doing good.
Thanks so much for joining us here, Cam, on Thursday night. This is awesome.
Thank you. And my family's just walking in the door right now. If you hear the dog or whatever, it's sorry if that's in the background.
Perfect.
Sorry about that.
All good.
Speaking of backgrounds, Matt, you never got the answer to this one. What bar is that behind me? What Guelph establishment is that right there? Cam, jump in. Feel free if you know what bar that is.
That looks like, is that above Lorena?
No, it's not Bad Luck.
That is that Sip Cup?
Not Sip Club.
That's what I thought. That was my guess, Sip Club. Because it looks like that little corner stage that they have at Sip Club.
You know what?
Is it the small stage at Royal Electric?
Not Royal Electric. You know what? I Googled this place, and this was the only picture that came up on a, I think it must have been on probably on like a Yelp review or something. And it's actually our leadoff hitter on.
Oh, it's Trappers.
It's Trappers. I've never been to Trappers.
So are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to start, burying my soul right away. I've never been in Trappers ever in my life. Even when it was, wasn't it the Palace back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah, never been in.
Is there a pool hall? It's not a pool hall. The pool hall's across the street.
Pool hall's across the street. I know that, but
my band,
and any kind of stuff that I used to play on the drums, I played at every bar downtown, but that's why I was like, oh, I think I played there. Yeah. I never was in Trap. I never knew there was a stage in Trappers.
Me either.
What's your best bar to play in Guelph?
Ooh. Well, Royal Electric was pretty good. Frankenstein's was pretty good. Yeah, of course, back in the day, I don't think my band played at the Trashateria, but I saw a lot of good bands at the Trash.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So actually, you. Good that you brought up drumming, because I have a drumming question for you. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So let's just roll right into that question. It was down the list, but tell me about your drumming career. How did you get started, and who's your drumming hero?
Ooh. Well, I'll start with the drumming hero part. And I know that this isn't going to be something that anybody is like, oh, I know that name. I know for a fact, hardly anyone knows it, but Wayne Everett is probably my favorite drummer from the band The Prayer Chain. Also has his own kind of side work stuff, but the Lassie Foundation is his band. Growing up, I just adored his drumming. But if I could say a name maybe that people would know, it'd be Dave Grohl. Obviously, from Nirvana, Foo Fighters, etc.
Have you read his book?
Pardon?
Have you read his book?
No, I haven't.
Put it on your read list.
Oh, okay, good. Cool. All right, yeah.
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 Cool. Are you letting me roll with the questions, Jay, or are you going?
Roll. You roll. Okay. Cam's going to be here till 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay, so you mentioned your family was coming in. So your son's name's Anakin.
Yeah.
So tell us how important Star Wars is in your household and how that came to be.
Well, it's pretty important. So when he just turned 20. So, 20 what and a bit years ago is, I guess, when the first new movie came out and with Anakin in it as a kid, right? So we were pregnant, and then we started thinking about names, and my wife, Rachel, she is like, I like Anakin. And I was like, what?
That's like,
yeah, exactly. Like, I'm like, I was like, oh, it okay, I get it. But like, yeah, he's going to turn into Darth Vader, and the kids are going to make fun of him and blah, blah, blah. I just didn't think it would kind of be a good thing, but I mean, it's just been the best. Like,
yeah.
he loves it, everyone loves it. There was no kind of making fun of him at all, and so it's been great. So yeah, Star Wars is a big thing. I would say Rachel has the bigger love of Star Wars than maybe myself, although I love it. Yeah, Star Wars, let's just say there's a lot of Star Wars stuff in the house.
Cool.
Yeah.
Matt, are you a Star Wars guy?
You know, I enjoy it. I do, for sure. Yeah, sure. I'll call
you. I feel like you'd be more of a Trekkie.
No. Although, I've got a really good friend of mine who's one of these like really hard Star Trek people who thinks that, and the Star Trek people apparently say Star Wars is Star Trek for kids. So,
yikes.
Ooh, that's the rumor I've heard from the Trekkie side. So,
oh, wow. They can't be citizens of Guelph.
He's from. He's from
nobody
Kitchener.
In the city of Guelph is allowed to be.
He's from Kitchener.
Making fun of Star Wars.
cool. Okay. So keeping on the family, actually keeping on the topic of your son. So we saw some amazing videos of his punt returns this year,
which
you know went kind of viral around town, I think. And just tell us how those moments. And the rest of your experience of having your son play at the, you know, play for the local university football team, you know, made you feel as a dad.
Yeah. You know, pretty awesome as a dad, right? Like, you know, you always hear of the stories of the, you know, taking them to practice and helping them out. And he always sort of had his eye on the University of Guelph. Although I, you know, there was maybe other options for him, especially around football. And, but he always wanted to wear a Griffin jersey. And so, you know, I will say that originally there was some talk with him, about not being able to go, that he had to work on some things. And he just dedicated himself like crazy for, I think, like over a year to working on the things that he felt that needed to be improved. And then he got the letter saying that he was being recruited. And it was just an instant yes for him. So he didn't play for the first year as a rookie. It kind of makes sense, right? So just, again, learning and, you know, being a part of the team, but on, you know, cheerleading from the bench. And then this year was his first time dressing. And yeah, it was pretty cool. That video that you're talking about was his first game with a Griffin jersey on and his first catch ever. And it was a touchdown. So it was a pretty cool moment for everybody. And then, of course, later in the game, you got a second touchdown. So it was even more, you know, cooler than the cool. But yeah, it was pretty great. And he just he worked his butt off, and I'm proud of him. And now he's in off training right now, you know, training off season right now with everybody. And we're looking forward to hopefully a better year. You know, it wasn't the best year overall for the Griffins, but they're just a great. Great staff and coaching there, and the team there is going to hopefully pull it together for next year. So I'm excited.
Did you play ball at all, Cam?
No, I mean, flag football or something till I was 12 years old or something, but never did any sports at all. I guess one, I probably wasn't good. And two, I was really into drumming. So I kind of, that was my thing.
Double downed on the drumming.
Yeah.
Right on.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I think we're feeling the warm and fuzzies over here just hearing you talk about it. So that's cool.
Really cool.
Okay, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. I'm going to go a little bit more about you and less about your family.
Perfect.
So we all know that one of your favorite hobbies is going to garage sales. So what tips could you give to the dads about how to host a really good, successful garage sale?
Oh, excellent. Okay. I've got it right. Thank you. Good question. So number one, signage is so important, and make sure it doesn't even matter if you put the address on the sign, have a big freaking arrow that just points the way. That's all you got to do. Signage is really important. Now, of course, you can use social media to also, you know, prep people and kind of, you know, drop the hints, little tiny, don't take pictures of everything, but just some of the cool stuff. Just start putting some stuff on social media about what's coming up. And then here's my biggest tip. Don't price anything. Don't price a thing. Because you have maybe in mind, you know, an item, and in your mind you're like, I want $3 for it, but someone might come up to you and they'll say, hey, how much is this? And you go, what do you want to give me? And they're like, five. Okay, I'll take five. Right? So if they said two, then I could just say, well, is three okay? Right? So don't waste your time. I can't stand it. Don't waste your time like you know, putting little stickers on stuff and things like that. Just put it all out there. And the last thing I always suggest is I always put in my ads for my garage sales, free Timbits and coffee.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I will tell you right now, I've had some pretty awesome garage sales. A few years ago, I think we made about $3,000 at a garage sale.
Wow.
Yeah. And now I will say about half of that was a scooter that I had. And I had pulled the scooter out of my garage just to make room for the garage sale. And so it was just kind of in front of the house. And some guy's like, "Hey, how much for your scooter?" And I was like, "Oh, wasn't really thinking about what would you like to give me for it?" Because everything has a price. And I think the guy was like, I think it was either $1,500 or $1,600 or something like that. And I think I paid like $900 for it. I'm like, sold. Sold. So the guy went to the bank machine, came back, like, boom, boom, $100 bills. I helped him load it into his truck. Bye-bye. See you later.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, you never know. You never know what's going to happen at a garage sale. But, yeah, I always have a really good time.
Awesome. No regrets about that one, that sale. Like, I had a garage sale when I was younger. I sold basically my entire hockey card collection when I was about 12 years old. And my dad kicked my butt for it because I sold it all for like $40. And when you're 12 years old, $40 is like, wow, this is amazing. I just gave away a Wayne Gretzky second year.
Like, well, I hate to say I can one up you with a bad garage story, a garage sale story, and I can't believe it. But when in grade six, the grade six class was raising money for a computer desk for like a Commodore 64 or something, and so we had a garage sale in Edgar Johnson School in the gym here. And I really wanted to like to be the top seller. And so I brought all my stuff, and I hate admitting this. I sold the original Millennium Falcon in the box and a Wayne Gretzky rookie card for $2.
For how much?
$2.
Oh my gosh. Ouch.
Yeah.
Who bought it? Do you know? Do you remember?
Some guy that now, I know for a fact he knew. And no. I didn't.
Yeah.
And it was only later I'm like, that guy really gave me the money fast and left. Why? Oh, now I know why.
And so it wasn't that guy, even money that guy made you. Off
well.
You Pardon? Donated the money to the school.
And I gave the money to the school for a yeah. stupid desk. Oh well.
I wonder if we can find that guy. I wonder if he's listening right now.
Yeah. Yeah. In his mansion.
That's right. Okay, so let me I had a question written out here, but I'm gonna ask it a different way. So if you walked up to a garage sale and you saw a blender, what would be the blender that's the equivalent to a Wayne Gretzky rookie card in the original Millennium Falcon? What's the best blender that you could get at a garage sale?
Well, first of all, any of the vintage blenders that come my way, they have to be literally vintage blenders, that, and they have to be chrome. They have to be chrome. None of this, you know, old school plastic blender stuff. Those are second class. So the best blender would have to be, you know, one in the original box. Can you imagine a 1950s chrome, 1960s chrome Oyster blender in the box? Whew, that would be that'd be pretty stellar. That and would go up blenders? On my shelf. I have a shelf in my garage up yeah. above with all my like garage sale crazy finds. And yes, there's about six or seven or eight or nine different vintage blenders up there.
What else is on that shelf? Anything else that
what else is on that shelf
that you would find that we'd find interesting?
Tons of like 80s, 90s toys, like lots of like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Star Wars, Alien. I got Alien stuff, Predator, Ghostbusters.
What year were you born, Cam?
75.
Okay.
Vintage, like those old, you remember at Radio Shack, the old Tommy robots, like rope, the old robots. Yeah, I like, I've always liked kind of all that kind of cool old, to me, vintage toys when I was growing up. So when I, like, when I find this stuff at garage sales for $1 or $3 or something, like literally I pay like nothing for it, right? I just, I throw it up on that shelf on top of my garage. So one day I'll have the Guelph Dad's tour of the Guthrie garage. And we'll have to charge money for the tour.
That sounds like a good opportunity to raise money for charity.
That's what I was going to say. You know, it's $5 a tour, and we'll give it to a charity or something.
That sounds good. Sounds good. We'll put it in the hopper.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yes. Okay. So actually, we'll move on to that. So, we're a pretty giving group at Guelph Dads. With our, you know, sometimes our money, but often with our time as well. Is there an initiative in the community or project that you think that the Guelph Dad should or could get involved in?
Oh, wow. I'm actually really thankful that you asked about that. So I'm pretty, it's not just me. Lots of people are pretty passionate about the homelessness situation in Guelph. And one of the things that can really help with that is what's called supportive housing. So basically there's a continuum in housing, and unfortunately it's like intense in the forest. That's homeless, like straight up homelessness. And then there's like nothing. And then it gets to affordable housing, which is social reduced housing, and then market rent, market ownership. So that missing piece is what's called supportive housing, because many people that are homeless unfortunately also have mental health or major addiction problems. So they can't just go from the tent to like affordable housing. They need supportive housing where it's usually staffed 24/7. There's healthcare providers, counseling, things like that to help them with those issues. So eventually they can move to the affordable housing and so on. So we have about 160 or 170 people on what's called the by name list. So we actually know the names of the individuals that are homeless and looking for supportive housing. And council voted for 3 supportive housing projects in my last term. And it was the first like 3 in like forever. And the amount of units that will be available there is about 90 or so, 90 to 100. So out of that 170, we're going to be able to have about 90 to 100. And those 3 projects are basically in the stages right now of either renovation or being built brand new. Okay. And there is about a $5 million shortfall right now for those 3 projects. So one of the things that we've done is in July council, and this is a completely outside the box thing. I'm so glad council agreed to do it. But we had $500,000 sitting in a reserve fund, not really allocated to a project. So I brought forward this idea, hey, why don't we get the community involved and we leverage this $500,000 for a matching campaign? So if people in the community give $1, the city will give another $1, or $20,000, $20,000, up to $500,000. And I kept saying it, we can turn $500,000 into $1 million for supportive housing. Council agreed. And so between now and March, this $500,000 will be matched by the city of Guelph, and it's called the Home for Good campaign. I'm sorry, that was a long context to give you the answer. I'm sorry. But it's called the Home for Good campaign. And I think the website is homeforgoodgw.org, I think, or I don't know. If you Google Home for Good Guelph, I'm sure you'll find it. And it's being overseen by the United Way and the Guelph Community Foundation. And so, you know, individually people can do whatever, or as a corporation or a business or a family, or have a garage sale and make some money. And but between now and March, it will be doubled. And I would love to see our community rally around this, because it's so easy to often see governments do it, which we did in this case. We had federal money, provincial money, and municipal money, several millions and millions of dollars go to these projects. But I think from an awareness point of view, it's also important to rally the community around it so that people can understand some of the struggles that people are having, and we're getting a solution, which is a roof over people's head.
Oh, that sounds like an amazing, to be perfectly honest, Jay, myself, Tim Gerard, and Bear, the four admins for the group, we sat down about a year and a half ago, maybe, Jay?
Yep.
And we said, Jay asked us a question, a big question. He said, well, what do we want to do as the Guelph Dads? What's our big sort of goal long-term? You know, let's just throw it out there. And we all sort of agreed that housing was it's a big gap in our community, and something that we would be, this ties in great with what we think that the Dads of Guelph or the Guelph Dads group, you know.
Yeah. At the time it was a bit of a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal, but
yeah,
sounds like he's tying it in all together here. And that domain, for those of you listening right now, is homeforgoodgw.ca.
That out. Awesome. Yeah. .ca. Okay.
Oh, that's amazing. I know you apologize for the long lead up to it, but I think that gives good context, because if you just said, Home for Good campaign, and then let everyone go out and find it, only, 1% of the people that listen.
Yeah. The backstory, I think, is important to give the context for sure. And if I can help in amplifying what you guys want to do, if you guys chose to do, no pressure, obviously, but if you guys chose to do something like that, I'm obviously happy, not as the mayor, but just even as a part of your group, right? As a dad, to kind of come along and amplify that, to see what we could do.
Awesome. No, that's, yeah, we're going to take you up on that for sure.
Perfect.
Okay. A couple last quick questions. I got two more questions for you, and then I'm going to let you go, be Thursday night camp. So what are your top three things to do in the city of Guelph in the winter?
Oh, wow. Answer people about their roads not getting plowed. No, that's not. I love movies. I love just going to the movies, watching movies at home. I love that a lot. So I do that a lot. And the other thing that I like to do is actually just completely, like, I love to kind of organize the house a little bit. I like doing that stuff. And so, yeah, that's really it. We don't do much. we don't do much during the winter. I will say, like, of course, tobogganing or going for a walk or whatever. But I don't skate. I don't ski. I don't snowboard. I'm a drummer. It's not like I do a lot of winter sports
Like your escapisms, Cam, eh? Like just your escapism to just get away, right? Get the mind away from it all and just focus on like a movie or drumming or whatever it is. It's like,
yeah, that's it. I don't know. Maybe that seems boring to everyone, but that's my happy place. Yeah. And it's also,
you have to disconnect.
It's a good stress reliever as well. When you have a bad day, come home, beat the crap out of those drums. It's pretty, pretty good. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Last question. And this is just sort of a big open-ended one for you is, so the way I see the role of mayor is kind of like being the dad of Guelph. So if you could give one piece of fatherly advice to the city of Guelph, what would it be?
Ooh. Wow, that's a great question.
You didn't want the questions before, Cam, so you can't.
Yeah, that's a great question. Okay. I don't judge people.
Awesome.
And that includes your politicians. And I actually mean that pretty seriously, the Keyboard Warrior stuff can be pretty easy to do to people, no matter what their profession is. Yeah, don't judge. Don't judge. You know, there's a lot. There's a lot going on in people's lives, and for the most part, everybody's just trying their hardest. And I think just as I gave a little bit of context behind that Home for Good campaign, there's usually a lot of context behind people and or decisions that are made by people. And yeah, so don't be so quick to judge.
Awesome. Well, yeah, hopefully hopefully the Guelph dads at least got to know a little bit more about you, so that they're not being so judgmental. In the
Thanks.
So hopefully we've given you that opportunity on this platform.
Yeah. Oh, that is for sure. Have me back every week to amplify that, if you don't mind. No, just kidding.
Well, Cam, you're going to be there tomorrow night, of course. And which bar will you be meeting us all at?
Oh, I was listening in on all the 12 different options there, right? Maybe I should start at, did you say you're starting at Trappers?
We are.
Well, maybe I should never start been. There because I've never been there, right? So
yeah, you're going to have the owner of Trappers is going to be on his keyboard giving you a hard time for having never attended the bar.
Yeah, if you see some guy like, you know, like looking around like this because like he's never, what is this place? Yeah, that's Cam in the corner there. So
awesome. Yeah. Well, there you go. Catch Cam awesome. At Trappers tomorrow, 7 o'clock, everybody.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, no pictures. No pictures. I was never there.
this has been really great. We really appreciate, we know how busy of a guy you are, and this is probably family time, so we appreciate you giving a little slice of it to us today. So
it's not a problem. If you ever want to do it again, I'm up for it. If you ever want to do a special like ask the mayor thing, like with actual real like city questions or whatever too, cool. I'm up for that kind of stuff all the time. Cool. So
all right, town hall.
Yeah, like a town hall. Yeah, I'm up for that all the time. Yeah, no problem.
Awesome.
Yeah. Amazing. All right, well, have a great Christmas and holidays to you and everybody with the Dads group. And I appreciate the group. It's awesome. And keep it up.
Thanks. Awesome. Thanks, Cam. Amazing.
Appreciate it. All right. See ya.
Have a great night.
Awesome. Cool. That was great. That was awesome. It was awesome of Cam to give some time to the group and time to the dads. And I love that town hall idea, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's a dad podcast in the new year for sure.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have to frame it so we get people showing up. We have some great attendance tonight. Thank you all guys for watching tonight and tuning in. Next time we'll open up the floor and get some audience questions for Cam the next time we have him on. Again, tomorrow night we have the 12 bars tomorrow night. It's a loop. It's a quick loop of downtown Guelph for those that have not done it in the past. It's by design. It's done that way so we can go in and out and support local bars in downtown Guelph. That's
Unfortunately, in our original list, we found out there was a few that have closed down. So
yeah,
you know, we haven't done enough 12 bars of Christmas. That's the problem. You know, we got to support these guys, make sure they're here next year.
That's right. That's right. This will be our third annual Guelph Dads 12 bars. A couple have dropped off Sip Club. I didn't know Sip Club shut down.
Yeah, that's a shame, actually.
Yeah, Sip Club and Ebar as well. And Albion, another one. Yeah. So unfortunate. Yeah. But
if anyone's looking to open up shop.
Yeah. I would love to have the Albion as an office, just like that spot. So
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So anything else you want to add? I know you have some partying to do tonight, Matt.
Yeah, I'm heading back to the party. So I think sign off for me.
Awesome. All right, dads.
Thanks for tuning in.
We'll see you soon.